is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. It is race week, and the pro late models will take center stage this weekend as they head south of the border to Dillon Motor Speedway for a 100-lap pro late model feature this Saturday night. But before we preview this weekend's festivities, we want to recap the late model stock cars trip to Langley Speedway and the Visit Hampton, Virginia 125. We go to our friends Eric Brennan at Flow Racing for the recap.
It has been quite the journey for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour on a late model stock side. Who would have thought that since 2015 the series would be as powerful as it is here today, with so much more still to come. Cotter Hall and Brendan Queen bring the field down for the start. The Visit Hampton.com 125 is green from Langley. From the pole, Connor Hall going to slide his way up to the race lead to lead lap one, with Queen slotting in a second. Side by side behind them there for third. Quaffle on the bottom, Honeycutt up top as the tightly bunched field heads to three. Bottom lane ahead of Carson Quaffle to solidify himself there in third. The fight for second begins to intensify. Honeycutt outside, Brendan Queen inside. Racing all throughout the top ten early in the going in this one, with Honeycutt now getting a great launch off turn four to move solely into possession of that second spot. Connor Hall looking to get the lead back before they come to the competition caution. He's got to run in three.
Connor Hall realizes he wants to get there. Contact being made through turns three and four. That's typical on a short track, but he can't quite get it done. Caden Honeycutt's going to hold on to it and lead Connor Hall, but those top two are starting to check out just a little bit.
It was at Hickory Motor Speedway just a handful of races ago where he got into the backside of our reigning champion Carson Quaffle in the final corner. This is with 16 laps to go. He's in the backside of Honeycutt, crowd on their feet, and here is the fight for the lead in three. Contact there. Queen trying to look three wide to the bottom, but Hall takes the lead. This may be the biggest question of the night right here. How long will it take Queen to make this pass? He gets loose back on the power. Honeycutt crosses back under. They nearly touch. They do touch as they come to three. And Connor Hall is loving this out the rearview mirror as he is trying to slide himself away to a victory.
Connor Hall has pulled out to more than a half a second advantage, but the battle is intensifying for second spot. Brendan Queen versus Caden Honeycutt. Can Brendan Queen clear him? No, more contact takes place in three and four. Now Queen will clear him coming off of four.
It's going to take a mistake off of turn number two and down the backstretch. This driver for Chad Bryant Racing went out and won the Hedgecock Racing Pole Award, and Connor Hall will forever be known as the 100th race winner in the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Connor Hall wins the Visit Hampton.com 125.
And in the 100th Cars Tour late model stock car race, Connor Hall picks up his first victory of 2023, followed by Brendan Queen second, Caden Honeycutt was third, Carson Quaffle fourth, Lane Riggs fifth, Bobby McCarty sixth, Chad McCombie seventh, Chase Burrow eighth, Jacob Hefner ninth, Ryan Matthews, a local there at Langley with a great run. He rounds out the top 10. 26 cars took the green flag. And an interesting fact, again, this was the 100th race for the Cars Tour, but Langley's one of those tracks that a lot of experience is what's known for their winners. And looking at the top five, the last five winners of Cars Tour events at Langley Speedway finished in the top five, including the most recent winner, Connor Hall. Brandon Willard has the Volt Battery caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. We return, we'll talk with the winner of the Visit Hampton, Virginia 125, Connor Hall. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all
about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt Battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
For laser cutting and CNC bending, GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
This is Brandon Pierce, driver of the Fremont Properties Leapoint Performance Chevrolet Camaro. You're listening to Stephen Dunn's Stickin' Up Podcast.
Green flag back this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast with Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Join us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, the most recent winner on the late model stock car side for the Cars Tour. Winner this past weekend for that visit Hampton 125 at Larry King Law's Langley Speedway, Mr. Connor Hall. Connor, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Well, Connor, it was an interesting night at Langley Speedway and a home track for you. But a lot of fanfare going around, and the 100th Cars Tour late model stock car race. The racetrack had a really cool light show, and then the lights went out. Man, now that you've had a couple days, let everything sink in. Man, talk about your weekend at Langley this past Saturday night.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we were able to get the Hitchcock Pole Award, and then lead a couple laps here and there, and come home with the win. But I would say we could call it eventful. We started out Friday. Probably I'd say lower top five speeds, I would believe. And the car felt pretty good. I just didn't have that exact feel I was looking for. And, you know, one thing that I do want to note and kind of want to tell the world just on their behalf is the whole let's go get the other car thing after Friday evening actually originated from my car owner, Chad Bryant. You know, because I just kept it, I'm looking for this feel. And we were kind of to that point where we were simply just adjusted out. And he said, well, let's go try it and see if it's as good on, you know, Cars Tour tires as it is on Langley tires. And luckily it was. So we were able to get the job done.
Well, Connor, you again, that car essentially undefeated at Langley Speedway this past year. You'd won the first four features on the late model stock car side, and then to go get that car on Saturday morning and bring it back to the racetrack, obviously a lot of eyeballs raised and a lot of people, you know, questioning it. But you guys did nothing that was outside of the rule book. You know, you guys brought back a race car that you thought was going to be better. And I mean, guys test two or three cars going into races all the time that have those resources. And I think that's a fair statement that you guys felt like you had a better chance to win with the blue car, which is your family owned car. But talk about, I mean, obviously it took quite a bit first thing Saturday morning to get that thing through inspection and to go through the bells and whistles again. But when you went out for the first practice, did you feel like that was the right decision, obviously?
Initially, it was better. I mean, like a hair better. I was honestly doubting myself pretty hard after the first practice because I didn't really pick up much from the day before. If anything, we might have actually been a hair slower than Chad's car. But Chad's just always preached to me that you know, the feel of the race car is what wins the races, not the stopwatch. So as I'm trying to mature at the later age of 26, I am finally starting to try to focus on that more and stop beating myself so bad on the stopwatch. But that's always hard to do as a race car driver. So, yeah, first practice was kind of a wash. You know, everybody was still kind of hustling around. Second practice, I felt we had a pretty good piece. It seemed like it had good longevity. And I don't think we've necessarily had like blistering speed at Langley this year, but I do feel like we've had really good longevity. and, you know, fortunately that was what ended up winning us the race. Most of the race went green flag. And, you know, that I think helped myself and obviously Brendan's strategy. And like I said, I want to hammer the point that this car wasn't better. Then, you know, it's not one's better than the other. It was just I simply felt more comfortable and, you know, I understood what the other one did 100 laps into the race. We've done a lot of working on that other car this year trying to make it better. Yeah, so it was obviously an important decision, you know, to push one horse aside and hop on another one. But, you know, that wasn't actually my call. It was more of a Chad Bryant and my crew chief Steven Savannah Reese's call. So we all loaded up there and grabbed some stuff off of Chad's car that we knew we were going to need. And then went back to the shop here in Hampton, and, you know, stayed up pretty late, knocking it out and getting it done.
Connor, Saturday night, the 100th late model stock car race for the Cars Tour, pretty big deal. And for you to be able to win that race at your home track, how does that win Saturday night compare to your win in 2019 when you won the Hampton Heat also at Langley?
I would say that this one was probably a hair bigger. The more and more I got to thinking about it, you know, people have asked me that. I always just kind of go like, oh, I don't know. But, you know, just when we were sitting there talking pre-show a little bit with y'all, you know, I really never thought about it. But the late model class and late model racing in the Southeast has come so far as a whole since 2019. So I think this definitely tops it, especially the fact that it's with a car that I produced. That's, I think, what makes it bigger and better is just because, you know, it's not that I simply just want to race. It's I want to race, you know, and what I consider the 100% has to be the top notch of late model drivers in the country.
Connor, one thing that we've talked about off air, obviously your quest to win a Cars Tour championship here in 2023. Obviously, you like to celebrate victories, and again, your first victory of the year, headed to a racetrack next weekend that you won at a year ago at Dominion Raceway, and you and Brendan Queen both have been able to apply a little more pressure to Carson Quapel here the last two races. Both of you guys have been able to cut into his points lead. Currently, you're 23 markers behind Carson Quapel, three markers behind Brendan Queen. How much momentum does this win this past Saturday night carry over to Dominion next weekend as you chase this championship?
Yeah, I mean, winning obviously helps momentum. but I think that other than sealing the deal, I think we've had a pretty good amount of momentum this year. You know, I think we've had one finish out of the top five, and that was kind of a error call, you know, an error on our end at Florence. You know, we had a pretty terrible run for us. And, you know, that's one of the places we actually had circled. So I think we just got to keep, you know, consistency up. That's what killed us last year. You know, if we wouldn't run out of gas or wrecked as much as we did, I think the championship would have definitely been an easier thing to be said than done. But, you know, it's just consistency. I don't put a clip on one all year kind of thing. And, you know, if you do get torn up, try to maximize the point effort for that event.
Well, before we head to Dominion next weekend, you'll take the, I guess we've defined it as the Smurf car, but you'll be back at Langley this coming Saturday night for the weekly show. Is that something that where you're at right now, leading the points, is that something where you've almost committed to running the full time NASCAR schedule at Langley as well on off weekends for the car store?
I wouldn't say committed. You know, as soon as it gets to be about 100 degrees and I've done 3-4 car show races in a row, you know, if it's a nice Saturday, you might catch me out in my boat instead of out, you know, sweating a gallon out in the pits. But my approach this year is just kind of race as much as possible. And I think it's helping my craft, you know, as kind of a crew chief for myself in some ways and definitely as a driver. So I think the more I can race, the only better I can be.
Connor, it takes a ton of people to get to the racetrack, and I know that you've carved out a few minutes for us. So I don't want to keep you any longer. I know you're working on that blue car to get ready for this weekend, but wanted to give you an opportunity before we part ways to thank all those people that get you to the racetrack each and every week.
Of course, I'd like to start off with thanking GSX Wraps. Then we got Town Bank, Breeding Concrete, First Team Automotive. We have Taylor Waste, ATC Lawn Care Services, Let's Talk Trash, Durham Mechanical, Harpoon Larry's, Not Done Yet Sport Fishing, Schaefer's Oil, Oasis Pools, and Colonial DJs.
I have to, before we go, and I'm glad I thought about this, I would be very remiss not to ask you this question. What was your initial thought on Saturday night when the lights went out, when you're at full speed going down the backstretch?
Holy shit. Other than that, I was a little disappointed because I thought that was going to be our green flag stint at the end.
Yeah.
And I felt as if that was the moment where I was starting to want to try to put pressure on Caden.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a reason why I was like, darn. But other than the fact I've never had that happen before, it was more of a darn than a holy cow, the lights are out. I obviously knew we would get them resolved.
Right. Yeah, it was definitely one of the weirdest things I've ever seen at a racetrack. And I actually was in one of the suites. And I actually looked over and I don't know if you caught it. Obviously, probably not. But they actually flickered about 30 seconds before they went out. And I kind of like caught myself looking at the lights to see if it was just me. And then literally they went out. And definitely a scary situation because I know that they didn't immediately throw the caution flag. I mean, it was seconds after. But again, that could be Brandon Willard not being able to see, trying to flip the caution lights on and not being able to see him. But I think that it was miraculous that nobody tore up a race car when the lights went out.
Yeah, I definitely think it was obviously a good thing that nobody had any incidents once the lights went out. It definitely was a little bit darker than I expected.
Yeah.
And obviously I know with no ambient light, of course, like, no, that's a pretty dumb comment. It's going to be dark when the lights go out. But like it truly was like extremely dark compared to like, oh, you know, you go out of your house or something, take the trash out at night, you can kind of see some silhouettes and stuff.
Yeah.
But it definitely was a lot darker than I kind of realized it was. And I said it on another interview of mine. I'll give props to Caden. He pretty much never slowed down. So,
yeah.
Shout out to his eye doctor because he's on point. I was back there squinting like grandpa going to the grocery store.
Well, you are an ancient 26-year-old race car driver. So, but Connor, congratulations again on the win, man. I know that it was a special win for you to win at home and go into a couple of racetracks here. The next couple of stops on the Cars Tour, places that you've won at both, you know, Hickory and Throwback Race here coming up, and then obviously Dominion next weekend. Best of luck to you moving forward, sir. And as we promise everyone on Stickered Up, you go ahead and grab another checkered flag, and we'll have you back on to talk about it.
Yes, sir. Will do.
That's Connor Hall, driver of the number 77 for Chad Bryant Racing on the late model stock car side for the Cars Tour. Brandon Willard has the Volt Battery caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road, stick her up. We return. We will preview this weekend's pro late model race at Dillon Motor Speedway. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
What's up? This is Dylan Wilson, driver of the number 4, Two Burrows Chevy. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. The pro late models head to Dillon Motor Speedway this Saturday, a one-day show for the pro late models, very similar to what we experienced at Tri-County a couple of weeks ago. And again, 15 pro late models have pre-entered for this weekend's festivities at Dillon Motor Speedway. They include Kyle Campbell, Clint King, Zach Fowler, George Phillips, Tristan McKee, Rusty Skews, Ashton Higgins, Austin McDonald, Britt Cruz, Giovanni Ruggiero, Josh Horniman, Logan Jones, Katie Hettinger, TJ McClair, and Caden Quapple. Taking a quick look at the pro late model points heading into this weekend's festivities at Dillon Motor Speedway, Katie Hettinger holds a 3-point lead over Caden Quapple. Mike Hopkins third, Ashton Higgins fourth, Tristan McKee fifth, Connor Zilich is sixth, Brett Sugg seventh, Brett Cruz eighth, Dawson Sutton 9th, and Austin McDonald 10th. Obviously, we'll have a little bit of shuffling with some of those guys not entered, pre-entered on the list. We'll see if they actually show up on Saturday. Taking a look at the schedule for Saturday, trailer parking starts at 10 o'clock. The Pro Late Models will hit the racetrack for their first practice at 1 o'clock. It'll be an hour-long practice, and then they'll get a final 30-minute practice from 2:30 to 3 o'clock, and then from 3:15 to 3:45. Grandstands open at 5 o'clock. A little bit different. The local divisions will actually, they're going to take the green flag at 7 o'clock. They've got the challengers and the street stocks. Both of those events will be 40 laps. And then 8 o'clock, driver introductions. And then 8:15, Brandon Willard will wave the flag for the 100-lap feature for the Cars Tour Pro Late Models. Grandstand tickets this weekend at Dillon are $20. If you can't make it south of the border, we encourage you to visit Flow Racing and Eric Brennan with all the coverage. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Prairie Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technology, GSX Wraps, and again, our friends Dave Perkins and Morgan Patrick here at Broadcasting Experts. Also want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps hotline, the most recent winner on the late model stock car side, Connor Hall. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.